News. I'm Laura Winters. New this Sunday, we learn a third group of Israeli hostages expected to be released. It is day three of the ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. On Saturday, a second group of 13 Israelis and four Thai nationals let go after 7 weeks of captivity in Gaza. But there were some very tense moments, a delay of a few hours, in fact, after Hamas complaining about the number of shipments coming into Gaza and complaints about which Palestinian prisoners Israel is releasing. Leaders in Egypt and Qatar, who helped broker this deal, stepping in to resolve the concerns. Now, as for those released, another 13 Israelis back with their families. One woman, a 21-year-old, had surgery due to an injury. Also in this group, 9-year-old Emily Hand reunited with her father, Thomas, at the hospital. He thought his daughter had been killed by Hamas during the terrorist attack on October 7th. Emily, turning 9 while being held in Gaza. The Israeli government now has the list of names of the hostages set to be released today. A spokesman for the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, telling CNN the truce deal was on the rocks for a while Saturday. He says Hamas is using delaying tactics to inflict more pain on the families waiting hours and hours for their loved ones to be released. He calls it psychological warfare. Meanwhile, President Biden in Nantucket monitoring developments. The administration says it is waiting for word on when the 10 Americans being held by Hamas will be let go. A 4-year-old girl, Abigail Adan, among them, her parents killed by terrorists back on October 7th. Changing gears now, we turn to news here in the United States, where shoppers have set a Black Friday sales record. Adobe Analytics reports a record $9.8 billion in sales on Friday after Thanksgiving. Retail analysts believe Cyber Monday tomorrow will be the busiest online shopping day of the year. This is USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The annual lighting of the Christmas tree in Plains, Georgia, taking on special meaning this year with the passing of former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. For many years, she and her husband, former President Jimmy Carter, would light the town tree. He is receiving hospice care. Their son Chip on hand for this year's tree lighting. So what should you do with all those Thanksgiving leftovers sitting in your refrigerator wrapped up right now? To eat or not to eat? Here's USA's Skip Kelly.
Everyone is reminded to be safe when eating Thanksgiving leftovers. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, that food can be safely eaten for up to 4 days if it was properly refrigerated and not left out for more than a couple of hours.
Snow in the Midwest could cause travel troubles for folks returning from the Thanksgiving holiday weekend this Sunday. Your best bet is to check FlightAware for delays and cancellations. Parts of Utah looking very pretty as some areas getting more than a foot of snow. The Bureau of Prisons with a brand new investigation on its hands after Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer convicted of murdering George Floyd, is stabbed in prison on Friday. The Bureau of Prisons in a statement says that Chauvin was stabbed by another inmate and seriously injured at the federal prison in Tucson, Arizona. It's a medium security facility. Chauvin is said to be in stable condition and is expected to survive. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.